This is Twit.
Google is, according to The Verge, working on its own debit card. Now, the weird thing is Google used to have a credit card. I remember getting
it. Right, and they stopped it. Yes,
stopped.
I did too. Yeah.
So Google, this is short-sighted from Chaim Gartenberg. They're coming back, although it wasn't a debit card. And I guess the Apple card, which is Goldman Sachs Bank,
fancy.
Which is weird. Fancy? Yeah. I don't know.
Don't you have to have a certain credit rating to get it?
No, well...
And wasn't there a big kerfuffle around men getting it and women not getting it?
A couple of people, Steve Wozniak and David Heinemeier Hansen, who created Ruby on Rails, two well-known geek icons, both said, I got a much better credit limit than my wife, who has my same finances because she's my wife. But anyway, Apple says, we talked about this. The ways of the credit score are varied and mysterious. But Apple said, okay, we'll fix that. You know, Lisa got a better credit limit than I did on mine. So,
Somehow that's not surprising.
So it's probably just based on your credit.
Profligate
I have better credit.
It's personal credit, I would guess. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you're Steve Wozniak.
She's not buying the $1,600 Thermomix.
Exactly. Google wants to do a Google-branded smart debit card. Actually, the Apple card, which I've had for a while, works quite well. You get cash back. The nice thing is it's tied to the watch, which is kind of something, I guess Google still has Android Wear, but does anybody wear Android Wear? But the idea of a...
But they might close Fitbit eventually.
Yeah,
and
maybe.
And the new Fitbit does have pay in it.
Yeah. So nowadays, not touching money... Or credit cards, but contactless payment at the grocery store, if you have to go, is to be embraced. So maybe this is a COVID thing. I don't know.
The guy came today to do our maintenance.
I think it's a data thing.
I think it's a data thing. You're right.
So you can get a lot of information. And like Facebook even has deals with credit card companies to say, hey, what are people buying? And so I think Google's like, I would love to know. And about tying that back possibly into advertisements, you could actually say, hey, this person saw this ad here.
They already do that. They already do that.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. But so they have Google Pay, just like Apple Pay and Samsung Pay. But normally those work by you attach your existing credit cards to it. So what's different about Apple's credit card is you can use that as your primary payment. Apple's is an actual charge card. It's a credit card. You rack up a bill, you pay it in the month. Google supposedly, according to The Verge, is a debit card. They're going to partner with Citi, Stanford Federal Credit Union. It's a Visa. But most debit cards are either a Visa or a MasterCard. But it would take it right out of your bank account as opposed to adding up the charges till the end of the month. It will do virtual card numbers. That's one of the real selling points on the Apple credit card is that the merchant doesn't get any information about you. They don't even get your credit card number. They get a token. And they don't get your address, your real name, or any of that stuff. And, of course, merchants hate that. Google apparently wants to do the same thing. But you know who gets the information? Apple and Google, in Google's case. So it's not like they're giving up any information. Customers will be able to use the Google Pay app to lock their card in the event of theft or loss, according to The Verge, or lock the account entirely. Google's app reportedly, and there is a picture of the app, so this leak is pretty well sourced, will reportedly allow customers to easily track purchases using Google Maps and its database of retailers. Would you get a Google debit card or not?
I don't like debit cards.
Why not?
Because I don't like having a PIN number.
Right.
It is the stupidest reason.
Right. Some people don't like it.
I pay my credit cards in full, so the
rules,
I'm like,
It's just that's like a debit card then, right? The rules protecting you, I seem to remember, with debit cards are not as strict as with credit cards, right? So in theory, you can get... financially hurt more by a debit card. Although most banks voluntarily limit your liability with a debit card, I think. I don't know. I don't mind a debit card. In fact, I kind of like it because I know it's going to come right out of my bank account and I'm not going to have to. But I do. I pay off my credit cards too. So, yeah. The Apple card I do use. I like it. Partly because it changes color. depending on what you buy.
Oh, my goodness.
Talk about gamifying something. When you buy something with your Apple Card, if it's a grocery store, it's brown. If it's electronics, it's blue. So you get this nice rainbow.
Didn't you know what you just bought?
It's just a gamify thing. That's all. It doesn't make a lot of sense. Let me see if I can open my wallet and show you what color. What color is your Apple Card? That could be a novel.
It changes
mine looks like it's slightly stained. Can you show my over the shoulder shot, Jeff?
No, you don't want it. Is your number on there?
No, of course not. It's an Apple Card. So you see, like a little halo. But if I were to buy something at Apple, there'd be another color in there. And then when you pay it off, it gets white again.
That's utterly useless.
No, it's not. You know what?
It's fun.
It makes me want to buy stuff from different places so I can get prettier.
And he's telling us about it, and other people are like, that's fun. I'm totally going to go get an Apple Card. It's good.
And you get 1%, 2%, or 3% back, depending on where you buy it. Although I think Apple is getting more generous with the cash back during COVID. I think they're giving you more.
Is it at the Apple Store?
Yes, you get most if you buy it from Apple, yes. So since the stuff I buy from Apple tends to be high-ticket items, because Apple doesn't sell no cheap stuff, you get 3% off your Apple stuff.
I'm pretty sure I got a case there for under $40 once.
You get 3% off a thing that has a markup of about 80%.
Yeah, exactly.
Good work.
You know, why do you think they do that? Hey, do you have some? Are you a socialist? Apple's making some dough.
Ever more, yes.
Yeah, nowadays we're all maybe tending in a little that direction.